Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We'd like to acknowledge the Kaurna people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded and produced.
Welcome to the beautiful nightmare. It's the podcast for when you're flying by the seat of your pants. Chanel is laughing at me.
Falling by the seat of your
pants. Pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Chanel.
Your pants.
Stop.
Speaking of Chanel, this podcast is hosted by myself, Chanel and Tamara.
Tamara. That's me. Yeah. Hey, we're doing an episode all about insults.
Yeah. When you've thrown them, when you've had them thrown at you.
Yeah.
There's a lot going around, lady. People across.
People across. And also, look, on social media is the worst, because people can be keyboard warriors and hide behind the screen.
That makes
and
me write laugh. Things. The things they write don't depict what they look like. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
So the things that the keyboard warriors write.
Yes.
Then when you see what they look like.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily correlate.
It's like a mum and she's like, fuck you, fucking asshole. And like, yeah.
No, it's more like a truckie shaming a young influencer girl or something
like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Charlotte Dawson actually. Rest her soul. She did a documentary because she was trolled a lot by some really horrible people. And she actually exposed them. She rocked up to their workplaces with a camera crew and it's like, well, I've looked into you. She hired some private investigators to find out who these people are.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
She did. Brilliant, actually. And it was a young kind of a little upstart that worked in a fish and chip shop that was slinging insults, and I mean nasty stuff. Like, I'm sure I don't need I don't need to tell you what the sort of stuff that goes on there because we all know. And this other guy was an old truckie guy.
So weird.
So, and she exposed him. She ripped his clothes off
and showed his penis to
everyone,
all of his mates, his co-workers.
That she literally, and they got angry at her for outing them. For being so horrible.
Right.
So, you know, that's what I mean. Often the trolls don't really match the words that are being said, you little shits.
If these poo-poo people walked past that person they're trolling in the street, they would never in a million years say it.
Never. You know? It's the biggest, most coward approach. But look, speaking of insults, there are plenty of insults that fly out where people want you to know what they're saying at that point in time.
Fuck off. That's not true.
Let's get into it.
Hit it. That's what I'm talking about. Wait. Okay, now, from the beginning.
The beautiful nightmare.
So, Chanel, I had a funny
what happened?
Incident That happened the other week on two accounts. You'll laugh. So,
well, I can't wait.
Okay, so I was walking Teddy on the beach the other day.
Teddy is your massive German Shepherd.
Lovely.
Huge. Little, he's a big boy.
He is, and we're training him, and he's actually getting better. Is little he? Peanut. Oh, cute. Can walk on the lead.
Little Peanut.
Well, he's little.
It's the size of me.
Okay. He's bigger, Chanel. Come on. Anyway, walking along the beach with my earphones in, feeling like, whoa, what a nice day. Look at me, my dog. It's really well trained.
Look at my dog.
Look at my dog. Anyway, this young girl who's walking opposite me sort of starts making her way towards me, right? Like, and I'm thinking, I don't know this person. She's coming up to me.
She likes the dog.
No. No. Do you know where
she patted you.
No, my brain goes, oh, she must recognize me from the podcast.
She'll flatten your ass, did you?
She must have been like 26 or 5 or something. And I'm thinking, oh, and so I take out my earphones. Oh, here we go.
You know.
I don't even have a pen to sign her bra. Anyway, she comes up, but she doesn't say
that. Sign her bra.
She doesn't say that. She says, sorry, just want to let you know, about 50 metres down that way.
Your dog didn't.
No, she goes, about 50 metres in the direction you're walking, there's a guy in the bushes who's exposing himself and pleasuring himself. And they're the words she used.
Okay. Thank you for the public. I appreciate her.
Yes, she did. She said, and meanwhile, I think
Ring
there
the
was
cops.
A chick
Please,
who
sorry.
She was walking with who was on the phone. I said, have you called? Oh, my God. So instantly I've gone, oh, hang on, not what I was thinking. Oh, wow.
Freddie's up there begging for treats.
Yeah. I was like, oh. So instantly I'm like, okay, thank you. Thanks for warning me. Have you called the cops? Yeah, we were on to it. Okay, great.
I
good
do
job,
this
girls.
Podcast here.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, here's my card. I know this is not the time and place, but if you would like to listen to a podcast here. Okay, and moving on.
Anyway, highly recommend.
So then I'm walking Teddy, and it's in the afternoon. It's in the fucking afternoon. The sun's shining bright. There's people everywhere.
Got sunscreen on that todger.
Yeah, Jesus, you think he does. So then I'm walking, and of course I'm trying to look to see where he is. So I'm not frightened. I really want to see him. I really want to see this guy.
What do you look like? What's your face?
Yeah.
What are you wearing? Creep.
Yes, exactly. I'm a sicko, right? I really want to see him. So I'm walking along and looking, you know, to the side of my eyes going, show yourself.
One AirPod in at a time. So
dirty
still
masturbator.
Being present.
Yeah, dirty masturbator. Kept walking, didn't see him, did a turnaround, came back. Now I'm really looking. I'm craning my neck into the bushes. Looking, I'm this close to walking up there, having a good look. There's no masturbator to be found. He must have got spooked, disappeared, much to my disappointment. Now, the thing is,
where is the masturbator?
Wait, where's the dirty masturbator? First of all, let's just look at this for a second. What is...
You find yourself in this situation.
Not what is wrong with him. We know what's wrong with him. He gets off on masturbating in front of people and he gets a little thrill out of it. What's wrong with me for being disappointed that I didn't get to see him?
I would have as well.
You're not the only one. There would be others.
Just want a quick look.
If
we see too much, yuck.
Yeah.
Oh, put it away.
What are you disgusting?
As we're leaning over him.
Throw you in the clink.
As we're leaning over his shoulder after 5 minutes.
Oh, this is gross now. I've had enough. Seen enough. It's been 10 minutes and I was interested in the beginning, but now it's just gross.
We're all having a good look.
And you've got sand in your foreskin and that's it. That must be quite scratchy. Teddy's there looking over. See, Teddy, shh. I'm watching.
Then I become the weird perv.
Maybe we've got an issue. We like to perv on perverts. She's crying.
Oh, hell.
Anyway, so I wanted to see him so that I could have a better story to tell you when I came back.
No better. No. We've made up the ending our own way.
I know, it's so true. But I spent the whole rest of the walk being really disappointed. Got home.
and then I yelled to Kai, there was a dirty masturbator
that I didn't see. And then that's where the story just deflates. Like his erection, probably. when he got found out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm glad that you feel the same.
We're creeps.
Pair of us. Like I said, we're not the only ones. There's plenty out there. There's some listening who know this is true. They know they want to catch that guy from a safe distance.
Just to see what
kind of person does that. Because what kind of person does that? It could be anyone. What if it was a dad from school? I wanted to know.
And he said, oh, hello. Picks his kids up. Really astute.
Hi, Tim. Saw you on the beach the other day. I mean, I really copped an eyeful, if you know what I'm saying.
He's a plumber. I seen you in the bushes. Though I won't tell.
Oh, anyway. Oh, so, okay. Scary, scary times.
How insulting.
Beautiful. Nightmare.
So the idea for this episode came from when Ollie and Summer, my two kids, were having an argument. Now, you tell me children that don't fight, they do. And they throw the insults at each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and if they don't use their fists or they shove, they really sling some words.
Oh, what did they say?
Well, that's the funny thing, because I don't think they know what they're saying half the time.
No.
Some of them do, or they just say it in the wrong context of things. So Summer cut him off wildly coming through the back door, and he got really shitty because he had a few trucks in his hands and he
was pissed off.
He was pissed off and he just went, Summer, you are a bum. She went, what? And he went, you are a bum, poo head, 1,000,000%.
1,000,000%, that's the cutest.
And I'm standing there, I'm peering my head around the corner from the kitchen going, that was genius. Summer's like slightly annoyed by it. Like
confused.
Because I'm a poo bum. Confused and annoyed. But 1,000,000%.
And then what was her retort? Like, you can't have 1,000,000%, Ollie.
Go away, Ollie. Go away.
I'm at school. It's 100%.
Just trying to sort her out. But it was just, but they do that sort of stuff all the time.
Yeah. Oh, they do.
Wolfie comes out with some pearlers, doesn't he?
Worm in the bum poo face. I think there was something worms, because Wolfie's has worms recently. So
Skylar the fucking
was like, just because you're a worm boy, worm boy, worm boy. I think I even started chanting it and then realised that was not a good thing.
Because he's gone to his room crying. Yes. And you two are like, worm boy, worm boy.
But Wolfie, it's true.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Wolfie.
But they do. They say the funniest things, and then sometimes it's in context with swearing. So
yes.
I managed to get my phone and record a little situation with him, and I thought I'd play it to you. You ready?
Henry was being mean to me at kindy, and I stuck the wood thing up at him for 20 minutes, and he put the wood finger at me for 100 million minutes.
Ollie, you shouldn't stick your finger up.
I know, Mum, but I had to use it. Because I needed to use it. Henry was being mean to me. That's why.
Why? Ollie's so serious. It's like in a business meeting.
I had to use it.
Look, Philip, I had to use the middle finger at Daniel during the conference. He was being mean to me. I mean, is he Ollie in like
the
40 years?
Thing, he was trying to work out which finger was the rude finger. So I'm interested to see which one he actually flicked to Henry. Because he went, hang on, the ring finger. No, that's not right. Hang on, not that one. Hang on. And then he's pulled, and then he can't quite work out how he pulls the middle finger up really tight. night.
Oh.
So it's a bit.
So you were teaching him, were you? You're going to warn him. He's going to get.
Do this next time.
He's going to get carpal tunnel syndrome for 20 minutes holding that finger up.
1 million minutes or something.
Yeah, 1 million minutes. He was 20 minutes, I think, and then Henry did it for 1 million. So he's going home with arthritis. Going to rub that knuckle with Denka rub later, yeah, oh. Mum. But they do. But the middle finger is a big, classic. Massive thing because my kids are obsessed with the middle finger too, especially Wolfie.
Yeah.
And he'll be like,
it's so sly.
He'll secretly do it.
Yeah.
He goes, I did that at you, Mum. And I said, where? He goes, in the pantry. Because I was so mad. I'm like, yeah, but.
Didn't let me have chocolate.
I didn't
chocolate
even see it.
Yeah. My finger up.
But if you don't do that, but he goes, but you didn't even see it. I said, but you've just told me, like, why? Just keep it to yourself.
And he's quite happy about it. And admitting it is an extra punch.
Yeah. And then Kai thought it was funny to teach him one of those flipping the bird things, you know, when you pull out of your pocket. Or you wind it up. I was like, stop teaching him.
Yeah, because you've worn that.
Yeah,
he's done that to you.
Yeah, I'm like, he thinks it's a funny thing now.
Oh, my God.
Bad news.
That is just. Insults keep going, don't they? So the kids are brilliant with them, especially when they swear and they say things wrong, like idiot or something like that. Not idiot. But my dad, Max, and his friend often insult each other, but it's very loving.
Oh, the tone. It's all about the tone.
So he calls him dog snot. That's the nickname.
What? Hang on a second. Dog snot?
He calls
Is this like an old name that they've used for years?
They must have.
Yeah.
And I say to him, Dad, don't call Trevor. Is this his name?
Not joking.
Don't call Trevor dog snot. He goes, just stay out of it. That's our joke.
And what is
G'day, dog snot.
What does Trevor call Max?
G'day, you bloody. And there's some kind of under his breath. I haven't quite managed to work out what Trevor's retort is.
Right.
But the fact that Max calls him dog snot. Snot and thinks that that's charming is alarming.
I think you need to ask your dad what his name is, his nickname is. I would love to know. But women don't do that.
This isn't, yes, I've been thinking
Have
about
Have you been
this.
Thinking about that too?
Well, yeah. It stems from guys do it all the time. So Max is obviously calling Trevor dog snot, but then there's a bunch of others that they see each other and go, oh, if you say it with a smile on your face.
You fucker.
Yeah, and enthusiastic. It's like, yeah, exactly, I've got here, you fucker. Love you're adorable little fuck or something. Oh, you bloody, oh, you C-bomb. They love the C-bomb.
You shit face.
Yeah.
But imagine if we did that.
G'day, said, dickhead.
Hey, shrivel tits. Good to see you, Chanel. What's been going on, shrivel tits?
Imagine walking up to school pickup. Hello. G'day, you big old bitch. How are you?
Hey, fuckface. Hey, smelly balls. How's the kids doing?
No, you say it to her. Hey, smelly me.
That is to her. Hey, we don't know what's going on down there nowadays, so who knows?
No, yes, exactly.
Thank
but my
you.
Point is that we don't insult each other to the same level that they do.
We don't. And it's like also buck shows and hen shows, how differently. We celebrate the woman. We're nice to the woman. Assholes to the,
exactly,
to the buck. They're like shaving him and, you know,
oh, that poor
feathering,
buck.
Tarring him.
Poor buck.
I wonder why that is. I wonder why. It must stem back to cavemen days.
It would. That kind of like, you know, aggressive testosterone. Bam! A beat in your chest kind of thing. That's
the lizard brain.
Yeah,
that's fucker. Just, you know, on that overdrive.
Kind of,
The beautiful nightmare.
The psychology of insulting, when you're insulting someone to actually hurt their feelings,
yeah,
to be mean to them, it's basically, it's like a pecking order, right? So the same with like hens. So animals in the animal kingdom, they might have a pecking order, like chickens. No, they peck the weakest one. It's all a status thing.
Yeah.
They peck the littlest one to make them better.
Yes,
which is
exactly
what we do verbally,
it's
don't
so
we?
It's so terrible, actually.
And it's really terrible.
I feel like we as humans call ourselves out on that a bit more than what maybe chickens do.
Yeah, exactly. They're just going for it. They don't give a shit.
Going.
This is how it works.
They were saying that's not very nice. They're like, fuck you.
Ride or die. It's survival. But is that social insecurity that we have that people need to do, put others down to lift themselves up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not so nice.
Not. So a great example of what Australians do, as well as New Zealanders, we have this tall poppy syndrome for those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically we're known as Aussie battlers. You know, if you battle and you're doing it tough,
don't you make it too big for your boots.
No, you get to the end. Good on you because you worked hard for
humility.
That,
you remain and humble.
Yeah. So anyone who's too big for their boots gets success too quickly and touts it from the mount up. We cut you down because the tallest poppy needs to be cut down. So it's just with the rest of us, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And we tend to do that. And I think a great example of that, which I thought of the other day, was Rebel Wilson. She's became quite massive in America.
Yeah.
Big film star. Go Rebel. And the media, they tore her down.
Do they do the same for Sia?
Did they?
Who's an Adelaide singer who has made it massive in America.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And there's a bunch of others that have gone over there too that have done things. I doubt they do that to Margot Robbie.
Oh, no, she's talked about it apparently too.
Have they done it? No.
I don't know if they've done it. Well, they must have in some capacity. Shade. Maybe a bit of shade to our Margot. But she did mention the tall poppy syndrome.
What did they say?
Because they were asking
her.
Well, to Rebel, the media had said, written an article, and it was just before she'd signed a contract to do a job, an acting job on something, a film or whatever it was. And they'd said she'd lied about her age, her name wasn't her real name. It was all these different things, allegations. Oh. And that's when she took them to court and she won.
Yes, I remember that. Because
she was like,
defamation.
Enough is enough, defamation. And she lost those jobs. So she lost the contracts to some of those jobs that she had
because
lined
they thought
they
just spin shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's like, enough is enough.
Fair play.
Spinning shit, just because someone's successful, how can we bring them down?
Yeah.
Which the Americans don't seem to have a problem with so much so, which I think is based on where they've come from, right? They've had to be proud of who they were. They were immigrants from different places. You know, their constitution's all about that, you know, the individualist.
Yep, absolutely.
Versus the community.
It's a funny thing, but I don't see it changing because a lot of the Aussie battler way is to know your roots, know where you came from, and any hint that you are some kind of lost in the delusion of success, no matter what it is, it doesn't have to be on telly.
No.
It's you're straight away need to be pulled down and into line like the rest of us. And I think men and women do it equally to each other.
Yes, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Pulling each other down.
Depends on the person that's doing the pulling. But I think it's not necessarily, I don't believe it's more skewed to men than to women. I think we kind of, a lot of us do it as a collective bunch.
As a collective bunch of arseholes. We're making
tribunal of arseholes. There's a lot of Aussies that don't do that. But this tall poppy, some people, I understand the tall poppy thing, they don't like it. Tennis players cop it a bit. But sometimes they get a bit ratty and a bit loose with their comments. But the general person, let's say like Rebel Wilson, does not deserve that at all.
No.
Sometimes those loudmouth tennis players, maybe they do.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's how you handle that success.
Curious or whatever. Shut his mouth. I think he's just loud and he talks a lot and he's very argumentative. He's always arguing.
Yeah.
So it's not the Aussie way to do that. So
no.
Watching him, people will often go, would he just shut up and play the game?
Yeah. True. But it is how you handle that success. You can, of course, if you're going around tooting your own horn all the time.
That's what I mean. That's annoying.
I'm the best. Look at me. I'm the best.
Yes.
Then, you know. Well, have you experienced
that? You're
going
to get some
before?
Insults.
You are. Insults. Stupid motherfucker.
Piss face.
Have you experienced tall poppy?
No.
No, you haven't?
No.
She's like,
I'm not Rebel Wilson.
But we do in regards to, I think it starts like in high school,
it
you know?
Does start,
you do something.
It does. You don't have to have a level of doing any kind of media work for that. But I would say, probably in school where you might be doing really well or be the popular kid and then suddenly you're not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're bringing you down.
I think it's in a lot of different areas.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people get threatened sometimes as well. So
what school do you go to?
Green-eyed monster comes out.
Well, that's what it is. Mm. It's based on a lot of this jealousy that you don't have what they have.
Come on. Have you been insulted that you remember?
Have I been insulted? Yeah, I remember.
One that sticks with you, probably lots.
That's probably lots, Chanel. Yeah, probably lots, Tamara. It's people insult you all the time. So what I do remember, I was at university and I was going home on the train with a bunch of people. And there's
who were no longer my friends.
No, they didn't insult me. A random stranger was sitting there. She was sitting there, a young mum with her child, and she thought She must have thought I looked at her funny because we were laughing at a joke we were telling within our little group sitting on the train.
Yeah.
She thought I was laughing at her for some reason.
Oh, for God's sake.
And she went off her, you know, she a couple of cogs short of a, you know, a clock. And she went off like a frog in a sock and she's calling me
a cog and clocks and frog socks and socks.
See, I'm shocked I could say all those things in the
picnic short of a hamper. Yeah. Brick short of a load.
Shed short of a something. What? Yeah, a shovel.
Not the sharpest tool in the shed.
That's the one. Got him. I love all of them. Anyway, she was calling me a F and C word, like, but really aggressive. Shut up, you F and.
You can really throw an insult.
And when you've not done anything.
Oh, you would have been like a deer in headlights. God bless you, darling.
I was devastated. Also younger, you don't know what to do. And I just remember saying to her, I didn't say anything to you. And I don't know. But it didn't stop
her. But because you were probably like the victim, she would have gone harder on you. It would have been like, do you know what I mean? She would have still retorted and been like, oh, screw you or whatever.
Oh, she was carrying on. In front of a lot of people too.
Yeah.
In public. And no one's saying anything. And that's the awkward thing.
Looking back into your newspaper or now your AirPods or your phone, bury your face. Mine was interesting and mine was, I will never forget this. This happened a few years ago. And now I will do therapy on this podcast to feel better about
it. Process it, Chanel.
Yeah. So I was in Coles and you know how you sometimes grab, you go in for one thing and you end up with five or six.
Sure.
So you're walking.
Was it toilet paper?
Yes. No. There was a few things. It could have been. But okay. I just had a few things in my hands that I had my bag slung over my shoulder, few items in my hands waiting patiently for the checkout.
Right.
So pre-COVID time actually. So it was, so waiting for them. For the lady to get on through. And it was probably, I don't know, 5 o'clock or something. So it's busy.
Right.
And you know how the lines sometimes spill into where people are walking? Because the lines are coming for the checkouts. There's quite a lot. So people normally would go, excuse me, or sorry, or oops, or, you know, we're polite generally.
Yeah.
This guy walked up to me because I was in his way, but I must have been looking at a sign or that there was bananas. You know, whatever they were.
You're looking around waiting.
Just looking, yep. And he looked at me and he went, oi. And I turned around.
Oh, I hate oi. Yes.
You what? Yep. And he basically did a signal with his finger as if you put your thumb, as if to go, and he goes, go and get.
What?
Yep. I was horrified.
And wait, hang on, where was he? Oh, he was trying to get past you.
He was trying to get past to walk towards, let's say, the fruit and veg aisle or something. There was a person in front of me and I was stood there with myself. I couldn't really move anywhere. There were people everywhere. 5 o'clock's in the shop. Fuck's sake, what do you expect?
Yep.
And he went, oi, go and get, like that. And he did a with his with his mouth, like you'd say, like you would picture an Aussie cowboy saying it to a dog, a Kelpie. Going, go and get out of here.
What was your visceral reaction to that?
I wanted to vomit.
Yes.
I was like, how dare you speak to any human?
That anger boils up, doesn't it?
And I've seen him a few times since and I didn't.
Oh, have you?
I didn't even, not that I have not seen him for years, but I've seen him a couple of other times at the shops and I just gave him
triggers
the
you, right?
It trigger. I thought, you piece of shit. You piece of shit.
What did you do in that moment after he said that?
I actually froze and just went, I looked at him and went, I tutted. Like, that's about all I could get out.
Yeah, because it's shocking when someone does that.
I was so.
Did anyone say anything?
No one heard him because he said it under his breath. He didn't shout it. He went, go on, get.
Yeah, right.
And I will never forget that. And I think to this day, because it was a complete stranger.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's just disgusting. It's how dare you speak to someone like that.
Oh, absolutely.
There's insults
I'm
where
angry
someone.
For you.
Oh, totally. Where someone is, they've really done something wrong, say it's an office situation, and someone has completely just ripped the carpet up from underneath you and you are having it out. How dare you? You blah, 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 blah. Like you're going at it, right? There's like a ping pong match.
Absolutely.
You're throwing insults at each other left, right, and center to get it off your chest. But this was just, I was stood in the middle of nowhere. You were then having a laugh with your friends. This lady completely misread the situation.
Yep.
So, yes.
Yeah. Do you know, it's funny. What would you have done in that situation if someone in front of you that had happened and you observed it, say a little like an older lady or even a mum or someone, you know, and you had observed, would you have said something? What would you have done, you think?
I reckon if they'd looked at someone, if they'd heard him, would have absolutely given me some kind of eye. It was that bad. And I feel like if I was given my time again, which I hope I never am, but I would like to have turned around and said, you were disgusting.
Yeah.
Something. I would have said that.
Yeah.
I don't need to slink back and say you're a piece of shit or F you or any. I just would have said you are disgusting.
Yeah. Good on you, lady.
Yeah.
Think of it later.
Said it. I feel a bit better now. Thank you.
That's okay. I was reading a really interesting story about people who are transforming their behaviours. Mm. And it just reminded me of what you were talking about. There was this big bikey-like guy and he would often, in defence of someone, so he came up with a really good scenario as to where he's at a restaurant and someone else at a table is being horrible to this waitress for whatever reason, kind of like you know, having a go at it, completely uncalled for, you know, being really horrible.
Always says more about the person than it does about them.
That's
always
right. And he would have been the type of guy, he said, where he would have walked over to that guy and gone up to him, intimidated him, gone and said, get the fuck out of here. Who do you think you are? And had a real go at this guy. And what he'd learnt, he said, from that situation is he would do it very differently. He wouldn't go up and cause more drama.
Yeah.
Because in the end,
fighting fire
everyone,
with fire.
That's exactly right. Everyone ends up feeling shit, including the waitress as well, because she's just been the kind of the reason that this is all unfolded. Mm. So he said what he would do is go up to the waitress and ask her, is she okay? And I think you're doing a brilliant job tonight. Thank you for being our waitress. Don't worry about that guy.
10
You're brilliant.
Stars.
And I've gone.
I love that.
And yeah, me too. And I went, that's a really interesting way of looking at it because often.
Pay them no mind is the other thing.
Anger can take over and we want to defend the person or ourselves or.
You've touched on a good point there. Anger is a very healthy emotion. It is something we need. But explosive and abusive behaviour, that's not anger. Anger's often quite quiet. Gabor Maté will tell you this.
Gabor, so what did he say?
Well, about setting boundaries.
Yeah,
so
right.
if you're sat there and you're seething angry for this waitress, you've somehow involved yourself because it's so wrong that you can't not.
Yeah.
Going up to her and doing that is the perfect thing because you've actually given her some encouragement because fighting fire with this moron is going to get you nowhere.
That's right.
So the explosive behaviour is the worst kind of thing you can do.
Yeah.
So that's very smart. I like that.
I know, I like that. So I often think of that analogy because I in that situation am quite similar, the seething.
Yeah.
And I often will do it with words. So I want to say something smart ass to make that person feel really stupid and shit.
Smug, yeah.
Right, which I really shouldn't. I should direct it towards the victim of the situation and, you know, supporting them.
As long as you don't say something smug towards them.
Well, no,
and forget who you're talking to.
No.
Sorry, that was meant for him over there.
No. Well, you could maybe say it, you know, about that person to the other person.
Yeah.
Isn't I think he's a fucking asshole. Who needs to die quickly?
Set him in the next thing you know, you hit him over the head with something and chucked him in the big food bin out the back. The dump bin. What do you call it? What's a dump bin?
In the dump bin. I reckon you've said that. You get that from Ollie. In the dump bin.
That's the big the bin that they leave.
Yeah.
This huge bin.
Yeah, the big bin. Skip.
Skip. Like skip. Thank you.
It should be called something else. A
dump
skip is too
bin.
Lovely because you find dead people in skips. And lots of horrible things. Why is it called a skip?
Exactly.
Skippy is way too fun.
Chuck it in the skip.
It should be the dump bin.
Yeah, the dump.
The trash bin. Dump bin.
Trash bin. Trash bin.
Something else. The
beautiful nightmare.
Going back to what we were talking about with tall poppy, in Scandinavia they have something kind of similar but almost worse in some ways. It's called Jantelov and it's the law of Jente. He was a guy from the 1930s who started this whole psychology or philosophy, right?
Yeah.
Where you are so humble that there's a set of rules that you adhere to and I'll just read them to you.
But is that people cutting you down or is that someone just
it's
saying...
It's not cutting down.
That's what I mean.
No, yeah. So it works brilliantly. If we all... It's very socialist. So we're all thinking, you know, like I'm not any better than you. We all... So we have a great welfare system.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a good public school system, no private schools. We have a good healthcare system. Everyone's even gets the same opportunities. But in saying that, some of them... I'll just read them.
Go on.
There's how many rules? 10. Okay. So it says, do not think you are anything special.
Oh, okay.
Do not think you are as good as we are. And we is the
collective.
Collective we, correct. Do not think you are smarter than we are. Do not imagine yourself better than we are. These are all things which is true. You shouldn't walk around thinking you're better than someone else or
no,
more
you
special,
shouldn't. No.
Right? I think that's where it's coming from. Do not think you know more than we do. Do not think you are more important than we are. Do not think you are good at anything. This is nothing. This is where
nothing
it trails
of
off. Do not think you're good at anything.
Jente, is that his name?
Yeah, something like that.
Come on.
Do not laugh at us.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Do not think anyone cares about you. And do not think you can teach us anything. Isn't that interesting?
I like the theory of it on the whole.
Yeah.
However, because it's about remaining humble, being grateful and, you know,
yeah,
bigging other people up to be the same level that you're all kind of a compliment for a compliment kind
exactly,
of thing.
Exactly, yeah.
However, you are nothing of nothing.
You are nothing of nothing. You are nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is funny if you go to Sweden or Denmark, Norway, wherever in Scandinavia.
Yeah, no, note to you, do not toot your own horn whatsoever because you will be chucked in the skip.
You don't, and people are very – they will talk about what they do, but they're not – they
humble,
won't be,
yeah,
hey,
I'm
the top dog in this company. They'll just like, okay, yeah, I do that. Anyway, no big deal.
I love it. Someone says to you, I have a boat. I have, just a very small boat.
Yeah, they will.
They invite you on a boat and the boat's like fucking mansion.
Yeah, it's a yacht.
$50 million boat. But
they are.
It's a boat.
They are like that. They're not effusive at all. So they're like the antithesis.
I love it.
Of the Americans, right?
The opposite.
Yeah, the opposite.
Come on, my big ass boat. Done. At least you know what you're in for.
They're like, I've got a damn huge boat. It's a tinny. It's huge. It's damn good. You said you want snacks? You got an Esky.
Oh, that is peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh my God. I really quite like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I always thought it was jelly. It's not, it's jam.
No, because we call it jam.
Yes.
Yeah. So there she is putting jello on a sandwich.
Stupid.
That's what Aussies would do. Anyway, it was just interesting all around the world.
It is interesting
how different people are.
Speaking of around the world, we've reached out to some friends and colleagues who tell you their worst insults. And look, it's best when they say it, isn't it?
Absolutely is.
So first cab off the rank is my friend Diana. She's doing it for the Serbs or the Balkans.
That's where you're from, half from.
Well, yeah.
Half from.
Yeah. The Scots are like, hey, you. No, you don't.
That's why I said half.
Don't you yentalol your ass. That'd be saying. So this one is great.
So this is an insult to your children, funny enough. It's quite wrong and it's in Serbian. So here it goes. Idi u pičku materinu. It basically is saying, go back, crawl back into your mother's fanny. Don't understand it, but it's an insult.
Oh!
That's actually terrible.
but it's something you say to your children. This is what I'm laughing at. Go back to where you came from, up your mother's Mustafa. But
oh
it's not Mustafa because pichka means the C word.
That is enough to say to like a grown-ass man.
But it makes sense. Over there, they understand it. And every Balkan person is going to say, yes, we do say that.
Yes.
Because they're naughty and need to be told so.
Be unborn, essentially. All right. So how about in Japan?
Japan. Very polite people.
They are. But they have insults.
Okay. So you are from Japan. What is the worst thing you could say to somebody in Japanese?
Kuso yaro.
What does it mean? Can you translate it?
Asshole.
Is there anything else? Is it like, is that really bad in Japanese?
Yes. I never heard people say in public situation.
What is the most common?
Baka. Baka.
I have heard this one. Baka. Baku da yo.
So what does baka mean?
Baka is basically idiot, or dickhead, dumbass.
And is it often said
it's most common,
to upset people with a trumpet in the background?
I know. Very random. That was school pickup with all sorts of stuff going on there.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Greece now. Should we get some Greek music?
The Greeks are the worst.
Give me some Greek insults.
All right. Are you ready? Diagones sanda mutrasu. So it means when you mess up and it's ended up like your face. Fucked.
And what's another one?
Ramisu malaka, fuck you, yaso.
Yeah, done. What more do you need to learn how to say?
Oh, my God. I have heard the malaka one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Malaka.
From kids at school.
Wanker, isn't it?
Yeah. So I don't know.
The malaka.
I just thought it was a really delicious dessert. But that's baklava.
Can I have some malaka, please?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
malaka.
My God. That's awesome.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
Okay. Well, how about Turkish? It's not something you hear every day, is it?
No.
I am from Turkey.
And can I just ask you, what's the worst insult in Turkish that you could say to somebody?
It is like idiot. In Turkish, it means geri zekalı.
Oh, I cannot say that.
Yeah, geri zekalı.
Okay, and it's the worst thing you could possibly say. Is that like the worst thing or just something a lot of people say?
I think there is worst than this one.
But you don't want to say it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was too scared to admit what the worst one is. Some people are actually scared.
The word idiot is quite tame.
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't it? So, look, I'm going to Scotland now. This is my cousin who sent me a WhatsApp message.
Right, so an insult that most Scottish people would hate to be called is a Tory, as in a member of the Conservative Party, who are widely hated in Scotland due to the very rich-centric right-wing policies that they have. So pretty much calling anybody in Scotland a Tory doesn't get down too well. But another wee, I wouldn't say so much an insult, but a little thing that parents used to say to you or people would say to you if you were annoying them is, away you and play tag with the buses, which is pretty much go and play tag with the buses.
Oh, it took me a while to work out what he was saying. Go play tag with the buses.
Or where you go and shake, that's what you'd say, like, to bugger off. But that's, yeah, where you go and play tag with the buses.
Oh, my God. And a Tory, of course. I like that. That's like being clever with your insult there. Absolutely. Should we turn to the British?
Done.
Because the British, you know, we think we know what they say. But, I mean, they're quite similar to Australians. But it's funny when you hear a British person and then they come out with something quite insulting. Yes. Anyway, I won't throw this person under the bus and say who they are because it's quite insulting.
So you're British. What is probably the worst insult you could possibly say to someone if you're like, I don't know, give it some context. You're in traffic and someone's cut you off. What do you say?
Well, you'd say the C-U-N-T cunt word.
Oh, my God, you said that. Oh, my God.
Whoopsie, that's the first time I've said it out loud.
Do you feel good?
Well, when you think about a person messing me up in traffic, yeah, it feels good.
And you also speak Gujarati. Did I say that right?
Gujarati.
I can't say that.
Gujarati from India. Like, it's a language from India.
Yeah, and what is the... Is there an insulting word that you could say? What do you say to people?
Well, the swear word is like Sali Vandri.
What does that mean?
Well, that would be to a female, so that's like a... It's basically a bitch. Evandri actually means monkey, but you kind of say it to basically say bitch.
Yeah, look, that word should never be used to describe female anatomy. However, sometimes some people deserve to be called that word, and it can be incredibly gratifying to say it under your breath.
When it's got a hard consonant at the front, like fuck, isn't it? It's, yeah, like you were saying before,
a hard
right?
consonant.
Yeah, it feels better. You need to get out.
Yes.
It's not the same as saying something else.
So this next one is from Nadia. Now, she is Sicilian and she said, look, sometimes the worst insult from a Sicilian is what's going on their face. Their eyes are twitching, their lips going, they're angry.
They cannot hide what they feel.
Mm-mm. And they can throw an insult, so don't, because they're very fiery, very boom, let's go.
Yeah, yeah, of course. They're from the island, they have to be.
The worst you can say, I think, is figlio di puttana, which means son of a bitch, but it's very bad because, you know, Italian mummies, you cannot touch them. So it's quite, quite bad.
Oh. Yeah. I want to go there.
Yes. You know what? I think.
I want to piss someone off.
You need someone shouted at or dealt with. You bring your Sicilian or your Greek friend.
Yes. They're good at it. They're good at
it. There's a lot of people that are quite tame.
Yeah.
But the Greeks and the Italians or the English. C-bomb.
I think it depends, you're right, on what they say in their facials, because you hear Italian people, especially in families, talking to each other, they just sound like they're insulting each other, but they're loving each other and having a conversation.
And excited.
Very loud and angry. Shut up, we love each other. You know, like.
That's like the Serbs, rowdy.
It's the communication.
That bloody phrase from Diana, just genius.
Excellent. I'll have to use that. Let's put it in our show from now on. When you say something in a different language too, it doesn't seem as bad.
It seems fine.
It seems fine. Mm-hmm. It was funny. My Japanese friend, actually, she did tell me, she said when she first came to Australia, her husband's Australian, she heard her husband talk to someone on the phone about how they'd mucked up the date, so for something.
Yeah.
And instead of saying mucked up, he goes, oh, I fucked up, so, you know, whatever, no big deal.
Yep.
And she went, oh, fucked up. You know, that's what you say. So she's talking to his mother and she goes, oh, yeah, we couldn't come on Friday because we fucked up. And the look on her mother-in-law's face was just like, and luckily
that
she was
so good.
She knew what was going on. She said, oh, look, we probably don't say that. This is, you know, we probably say this instead.
Oh,
but you don't
I
know.
I love her though. She's clocked that word and gone, that's what we use to say stuffed up. Look, we stuffed up.
Yeah, yeah.
But fucked up sounds
you really
better.
Fucked that up, didn't you? Yeah, no. But it's true. And we've got to be careful because I do that a lot in other languages too. You know, if I'm speaking
look,
to my.
I think it's something that we, around. Whether we're saying it because we are trying to be affectionate towards someone by calling them dog snot, or whether our children don't know what the hell they're saying, calling you a poo bum, wormhole head, 1,000%, how rude.
1,000%.
Or sticking your rude finger up at Henry because he deserves it.
He does though. I've seen what he did. Go Ollie.
Go Ollie.
Go Ollie.
Ollie Bolly Donuts.
The Beautiful Nightmare is produced by Frankie Media and hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke.
Want to know more about us?
Get in touch at thebeautifulnightmare.com or jump on our socials.
Wow, you can really make a podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.